He had Eidus that he ate the last 3 years. Reuven also had Eidus that he ate the last 3 years. Those two Eidus cancel out. What are we left with? Only the Eidus that Reuven brought that had belonged to his father. So therefore, we leave it by Reuven. He has the right to keep it. That's what Reb Nachman says. Oh, Malay Rova, Rova says back to Reb Nachman, no. Ho Eidus Mucheshasi. Like the same to Eidim that was saying that Reuven's father owned it, also said that Reuven ate Shnei Chazaka. And now the other two Eidim saying that Shimon ate Shnei Chazaka. So really there are two Eidim against two, it's two against two. So these first pair of Eidim, we shouldn't believe them at all. We can't believe them at all. The first pair of Eidim, true, are saying two Eidim. They're saying that we know it belonged to Reuven's father, and we also know that Reuven ate here the last 3 years. Now we can't believe them when they say Reuven ate the last 3 years, because there's Hachosha. There are two Eidim telling Bezdin, no, it's not Reuven there, but it's Shimon there the last 3 years. So those first two Eidim are like Chuchash. We're again, Eidim said against them. So if so, they're contradicted. So if so, you can't believe the Eidim at all. Omalei, Rav Nachman said back, no. Nehid is Chachash Tachiloso, true. They were contradicted on the part of the Eidim that they said that Reuven ate there for 3 years, on that Shimon has Eidim that he ate there 3 years. So true, we can't believe these first two Eidim that Reuven ate there. Now we can't believe them. That is the Hachosha. But the Avoso, that the first pair of Eidim says for Reuven, that this field we know belonged to your father, me, is Chachish? Is there any a disagreement about that? Nobody is saying the opposite. Therefore, Agrashi says, Eidim shel Avoso kayimu, that's called good Eidim. The Yaakov Meidim boy, everybody agrees to that, nobody's saying against it. Therefore, that part of the first Eidim we could accept. That's the svara of Rav Nachman. That's what Rav Nachman says. And Rav holds not like that. Rav holds no. Like Eidish, bottle mitzvah, bottle kula. Once part of your Eidish is knocked off, your whole Eidish is bottle. Gemara says, what's the machlokes told you then? The Gemara says, Lema, let's say that Rav of Rav Nachman, beplugto de Rav Huno, de Rav Chizda kiriflugi. Let's say Rav and Rav Nachman argue in the machlokes between Rav Huno and Rav Chizda. And it's like this, the Yitma. We learned like this from our Shavuos that says that Beis Kita Yedim, you have two different pairs of Eidus, Hamachisha Zuazu, that are contradicting one over the other. One says Reuven ate 3 years, and the other one says no, Shimon ate the last 3 years. So what do we do with these two Eidus? Some Rav Huna says Zubo Bifnayatzma Mida. Each one of them is still kosher, and each one of these pairs can come and say this by themselves. Vizubo Bifnayatzma Mida. That's what Rav Huna holds. Rav Huna holds we do not know which one of these two Eidim are lying. So true, this Eidim that they're saying we can't accept because they're two Eidim opposite. But do the Eidim themselves become Sulim? No. Since we're not sure which one of these two Eidim are Sulim, each one has a Cheskas Kashrus, and therefore each Eidim remains Kosher. And if each pair of these Eidim will come separately to Bezdin later and say Eidim, Bezdin will believe them. That's Rav Huna's Svara. That true, one of them are liars, but we do not know which one of the two. Therefore, min ha-safek, we can't passel either one of them. Either one of them have a right to come separately and still say Eidus to us. Rashi says, Rashbam, v'zubov ne'yatzma mida, k'shar Eidus shabon like any other Eidus, l'nach tekenu b'psula mi-safek. We have a safek true, like when the first peer comes to say another Eidus. Bezdin has a doubt, maybe they lied before, but we don't know for sure, so we leave them a cheskas kashris that they're allowed to say Eidus. That's Rav Huna's svara. So that would be a svara in Rav Nachman also. That true, the first pair of Eidus will huchash on what they said that Reuven ate Shnei Chazokom, but we do not say that Psulim Eidus, because men have a Cheskas Kashrus. So therefore, when the first pair of Eidus tell us another Eidus that Reuven's father owned it, we'll believe the Eidim. That's like Rav Huna. However, Rav Chizda says, Fahadi Sadi Shakri Lomali, what are we going to do with these false Eidim? In other words, both of these two Eidus are Psulim. We can't believe either one of them. They both like lost their Cheskas Kashrus. Since we see a Vadai Maisa Sheker, for sure we see one of these two lied. So that's like a Vadai that breaks the Chazaka. Therefore, both of them are Psulim. That's a Chizdus for him. So Chura, that's like Rav said before, that you can't believe these first pair of Eidus at all. They're Huchash, they're slugged up. We can't believe them at all. The Mor says, Lema, let's say Rav Nachman, the Yomak Rav Huna. Rav Nachman, it says, the Eidus, we could still believe them what they're telling us, that the field belonged to Reuven's father, because he owes like Rav Huna. If we have a suffix only, if he lied or not, because of the suffix, you do not passel him. He's the Cheskas Kashrus. Therefore, we believe what he's saying. For Rav Chizda, But Rabbi that says no, these Eidus are called Eidus Mecheshes, are called Eidus that are slugged up, Apsulim, holds like Rav Chisda says. Yeah. Yeah. It's not like this. Ali, but the Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chisda Svara, that he says that the Eidim Sulim here, that the both Eidim Ashakronim, Kuliyam Malay Pligi, everybody would agree to Rava. That Rav Chisda holds, when you have two Eidim saying against two Eidim, we say both of them Apsulim. So if you hold like Rav Chisda that both of them Apsulim, Pshita, Rav is Alocha before Zemes. Rav Nachman would not say his Alocha according to Rav Chisda. Rashi Log Rashbam says, Leave it Rav Chisda Kuliyam Pligi. Loima Kolechot Ano, Svira Rav Chisda. That for sure we can't say that Rav and Rav Nachman both should agree like Rav Chisda. The Vadai Rav Nachman is true like Rav Chisda, because for sure Rav Nachman does not hold like Rav Chisda. The Rav Chisda filu b'yedus acheres b'alma. Rav Chisda says the chiddush here. When we have these two pairs, one against the other, we do not believe them even later on a new edus altogether, because we say the psulim. If so, koshchein for sure here in Rav Nachman's case b'yedus the avasu. Here, when these first two edim are saying like v'vasachas one edus, they're saying at one time that Reuven's father owned it. And also Reuven was there the last 3 years. And now, on what they're saying now that Reuven ate the last 3 years, they were huchash. So therefore, we can't believe these Eidim. These Eidim are considered psulim. So for sure, like in this case of Rav Nachman will not say he's a loch according to Rav Chisda. So that's for sure. The Aliba, the Rav Chisda, Kuliya, Amalai, Pligi, the Ravada, we can't believe these Eidim at all. Ki Pligi, where's the machlokes I'll tell you between Rav and Rav Nachman? Ki Pligi, where do they argue? I'll tell you Aliba, the Rav Huna. They argue only according to Rav Huna. That Rav Huna over here says when two Eidim say against another two Eidim, they're huchash, they're true, this Eidus we can't believe, but when either one of them come and say a different Eidus, we do believe them. Now it's like this. Rav Nachman to Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says there's no difference. Rav Huna's case and my case is the same case. That's what Rav Nachman says. Therefore, these first two Eidim that said that Reuven's father owned it and Reuven ate there, even though we can't believe them that Reuven ate there, but we believe the Eidim when they say Reuven's father owned it. That's Rav Nachman's svara. But the Rav says no. The Rav argues even according to Rav Huna, and like this. At kan loy kama Rav Huna, up until now Rav Huna didn't say, Ella only li Eidus acheres. Only that when these two Eidus are huchash, when they disagree on one pair of Eidus, that we believe them on a new pair of Eidus. If one of these two pair come and tell Bezin a different Eidus, the Eidus Acheris, then it's something new, and we have no right to pass to them because they have a Cheskas Kashris. We believe the new Eidus they're coming to say. But part of that first Eidus that the Eidim said when they were Huchash, Loich, then we do not believe them. Rashi says, Avul B'yaisi Eidus, the Yaisa Karka Atzman, that Karka alone, Loich, we do not believe the Eidim at all. Because it's considered like it's one Eidus. Because the Eidim are saying, listen, this field belongs to Reuven. It's one Eidus, and the same two reasons. One reason is because Reuven's father owned it, and also because Reuven lived it the last 3 years. So once we have a chosha that you're saying Reuven lived it the last 3 years, we have the Bezna as another two Eidus that says Shimon was there the last 3 years. So your first Eidus is Huchash, and that's one Eidus that Reuven's father in 3 years. Therefore, we can't believe you at all. That's what Rabbi says. So Rav says, even according to Rav Huna, here Rav Huna would agree, you can't believe this Eidus. Avul Yosi Eidus Loi. Now, what's going to be though? What's going to be though? Hodar Aisi Sadi Ta'avosihi. What's going to be if later he brought Eidus that had belonged to his father? Rashi says, Oisai Shev Sidu Rav Nachman. Again, Rav Nachman held that we believe Reuven. Reuven has Eidus, the field belonged to his father. So Rav Nachman said, put the field, Rav Huna keeps it. What's going to be if later, Shimon now brings Eidus that this field belonged to his father? What do we do now? Now, Lechura, it's tray against tray. It's Eidus HaKosha. So now, really what we should do is, Bezin should take the field away from Reuven, and like, let it be Echveis Yachleiko. Should be a Suffolk. Like, both of them have Eidus that the field belonged to their father. So we do not know really who's the real owner here. In such a case, we'll see later on exactly what Bezdin should do. But the question is though now, Bezdin made a mistake. That first Bezdin said, you Reuven, you own this field, you have a right to stay there. Now Bezdin sees what they did was wrong. because Shimon has Eidus now that the field belonged to him. So what do we do now? So Amar of Nachman says like this, I first believe Reuven Eidus that the field belonged to Reuven, therefore first we let Reuven go down to that field. And Anan Maskinelei, and now that Shimon has Eidus that the field belonged to his father, so we have no right to give it to Reuven, we should go and take it away from Reuven. That's what Bezdin has to do. And Lizilusa Devedin Alechashinan, we're not afraid it'll make people think Bezdin's a joke. That here Bezdin first goes and gives the field to Reuven, and then Bezdin goes and takes it away from Reuven, so people may think it's a joke, Bezdin. So maybe because of that, Bezdin should not take it away from Reuven, especially here that Bezdin now has a doubt really who owns it. True, at first we thought Reuven for sure owns it. Now we have a doubt who owns it. So we still have a doubt though, maybe it's true, maybe it's the Reuven's, we don't know. So maybe the Torah should be let Bezdin still leave it by Reuven in order that it shouldn't look like a joke. That Rav Nachman says, no, we're not afraid about that. Bezdin has to know what the din is. Even though first we said it belongs to Reuven, but now if we see we were wrong, we do not know for sure that it belongs to Reuven, we have right to take it away. Rashi says, Anan maskinele means klema. Leinachsik ezeh yoysem izeh hoyil v'yedish neem shava. We do not have a right to say Reuven can keep it. It's like a yachleiko. We'll see later on what we do. Some say called Yon Govar. We'll see what we do. A co-opponent to Shiloh, who does this field belong to? So he says, the din should be called Yolam Gover. They shall have a right to fight for it. Whoever is stronger, he'll go and get it. We'll see this on later on. And Rav Nachman said, L'zelus L'vedino, that Shema Yelag L'gu Abriyos Al Bezdin, maybe people start laughing at Bezdin, that they're saisa, what they say, that we're not afraid about. That's what Rav Nachman said. On this, the Gemara says, Mosiv Rav. Rav asked the question. V'tayma Rav Zira. Some says Rav Zira. Says a locha like this, a Gemara and Subis, that Shnayim Oim Rumeis, two people say the husband died. And two people say, no, your husband did not die. Rashi says, Isha Shalach Bailam Nidasayam. A wife that her husband left town. Or Bo Shnayim, two of them come and tell her, no, I saw the way your husband died. Shnayim says, no, your husband did not die. That's one case. Or else, Shnayim Oimrim Nizgarsha. Two of them come and say, we know that this wife has a get. She could remarry. Shnayim Oimrim Lo Nizgarsha. Two of them come and say, no. She did not receive a get. What do we do now with her? Halacha is her reza lo tinasei. She's not allowed to get married now. Of course, it's trey and trey. So like she has no edus. She has no edus that her husband died. She has no edus that she received a get. So therefore, she's like a regular eshesish. Before she was becheskas eshesish. So she's still becheskas eshesish. And lo tinasei. She's not allowed to remarry. But what's going to be? V'yim nisseis. Let's say she doesn't listen. And she remarries. Halacha is lo tetzei. Bezdin does not tell her to give a get to go out from the second husband. Since we're not sure if the first husband died or not, we're not for sure if the first get was good or not, so therefore we do not do an action. We do not say teitzei. Rashi says, Yenisis leiteit Rashbam, Dievet, if she got married, we don't tell them to give a get. Lechachil daloi, but Avat Achil is not supposed to get remarried. Now, Rav Menachem, Rav Yossi Yomer, he says, teitzei no. She has to give a get. She can't stay married to the second one, Teitzei. Now why? Omer Reb Menachem Reb Yossi. All that says, Ey Masai, when do I say my halacha that's Teitzei? Ey Masai, ani yoyme Teitzei. Bizman shebo Edim. V'yach hakach niseis. If Edim came first, and then she remarried. Now it's first the Edim there. And then she remarried. She had no right to remarry. This first it was like tradition with Rashi Rishbam. Bizman shebo Edim. No, at first it was Trey and Trey. Before she remarried, it was Trey and Trey. Shamru Loimeis. That first two Edom said your husband died. Then before she remarried, two Edom came and said your husband did not die, he's alive. And then she got married. Slafigur, therefore, Rav Nachman says Teitzei. Rashbam says Sharebi, Issa Nisseis. Because she didn't listen, she was over in Issa when she got married. Because if she would have asked Bezdin, Bezdin would have told her not to remarry. That's when I say she has to go out. But what's going to be Nisseis? First, two Edim came and told her your husband died. So she had a right to remarry. She remarried Beheter. V'yacha kach bo Edim, and then two Edim came and said, no, your first husband is still alive. Harezu lo teitzei. Then Rav Nachman agrees that lo teitzei. We do not tell her to give a get. Since she got married Beheter, even though now she doesn't have a heter anymore, because now it's Trey and Trey, we have a doubt now whether the first husband died or not. But still, now Bezdin does not take her out. And the Rashbam said the Kashri is why not? Because the Kashin was elusive of Edina. Because we're afraid of Zelusa Devedino. That since first Desmond gave her head to remarry, when first the Edom came and said the husband died, the din is she has a right to remarry. And later when she remarries, if then the Edom comes and say fakert, so Bezdin does not say Taitse, because it'll be as elusive to Bedino. It'll look like a joke to Bezdin. So where's the steer with Rav Nachman? Here you see from Rav Nachman that we are afraid of Zelusa de Bedina.
Yeah.
Oh, Malay. So Rav Nachman said back, oh, Malay, you should know, I know Savri Lenevet Uvda. I wanted to do and I wanted to do something. I wanted to make an Uvda. Rashi says, the Machtin Alei, you Maskin Alei. In other words, Rav Nachman said, first I wanted to act the way I hold, that we're not afraid of Zelusa de Bedina. Even though first Bezdin gave the field to Reuven, if later Bezdin sees the field go to Shimon, we'll take away the field. And we're not afraid. But Hashta, the Yisvin or not, but now that you're asking me a good question, now you're bringing me a proof in this Brisa from Menachem that we are afraid of Zilus de Vedina. That when Bezdin has a doubt, they would not retract from what they first said in order that Bezdin should not look like a joke. So he has a, maybe he shouldn't do it. And also the Yisvin, Rav Hamnuna, the Surya. And Rav Hamnuna Misui also asked me a question. If so, now Rav Nachman says, Le'avdina Bovda, I'm not going to do an action. That if Bezdin first said the field goes to Reuven, and now Bezdin has a doubt whether it really belongs to Reuven or not, when Asafid Bezdin will not take it away from Reuven, in order not to make it Elusa de Vedina.
Yeah.
What happened was, though, Nofak over Uvda. What happened was, Rav Nachman, the Rashi says, Ovda Rav Nachman Uvda, but still what happened was, Rav Nachman had a case where once he said the field belongs to Reuven, and then it was a doubt whether it really belonged to him or not, that Rav Nachman took it away from Reuven, and he wasn't afraid of Zelusa de Vedina. Of course, not like he just got finished saying. Tamar says, Man de Chosa, the one that saw this mice happen, Sova Tusi Biyodei, and they thought maybe Rav Nachman made a mistake, because before he just said he's not going to do it anymore. So how come here he did it? Tamar says, but Velohi, no, Rav Nachman did not make a mistake. There's nothing wrong here, Velohi. El Razem Mishum Detalia Biashli Rabbi. This is totally in a big chain of Machlekesin. There's a lot of Machlekesin over here. Therefore, he still held he's allowed to do it. Rashi says, Velashli Rabbi means Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Loza, for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kula Sarvilu, Deloy Chashin Lazuz of the Medina. Because the Porsche of Ashim Askon, we'll soon see later on. So since there are a lot of people that held, like Rav Nachman held at the beginning, that were not afraid of Zelusa de Vedina, even though they asked him a question, now Lamaisi wasn't Chayzer. He held, no, we're not afraid of Zelusa de Vedina, and if Bezdin first gave it to Reuven, and now Bezdin sees that was wrong, we weren't supposed to give it to him, Bezdin will take it away, and they're not afraid of Zelusa de Vedina. Alright, turn over. Now why? Because the Tefnan learned like this. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Ein ma'alin l'kuhuna p'yei dechod. If you only have an eid dechod, this person is a kohen, so we're not machzik him to be a good kohen. Rashi says, L'hachzik odin l'kohen lecha v'truma, levad avoid l'isas kapov. We don't let a person eat truma, or do the avoid, or duchin. P'yei dechod, amid the shuk kohen. If only one eid dechod comes and says this person is a kohen, we don't believe him. We'll soon see what the case is talking about. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Oh, my Rebbe Lozo, hey, Messiah, when are you right? The Mokim Shesh Oirim, only if there are people arguing and saying this person is not a Kohen. Rashi, then we don't believe in Eid Echod. Yet the Eidim saying that it's Psulim. We'll soon see the case. Abba, the Mokim Shein Oirim, but when nobody's arguing, there's no doubt. We don't know. We just don't know about this Reuven, if it's a Kohen or not. But nobody's saying he's not a Kohen, then Madan Lekohen Lekun Api Eid Echod. If we have one Eidechot that says, I know he's a Kohen, we let him do him, let him do the Avodah. Now, Reb Shimon Magamil Oimer, Mishum Hashem Ben Asgan, Mal Lekun Api Eidechot, no, we do let a Kohen do him Api Eidechot. So let's see what the Machlekes is. In Marakasha, Reb Shimon Ben Gamlil, Hainu Reb Lezer, who are saying the same thing? The Chitim, maybe you want to tell me, Iro Chadika Benayah, that's the Machlekes here. If we have one Eidechot first arguing and saying, no, this Reuben is not a good Kohen. One is saying he's not a good Kohen. And now when Eidecha said he is a good Kohen, do we believe the Eidecha or not? That's the Machlekes maybe. Ege Benayah.